Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here's a story yesterday from Rancho Cordova. At the Target in Rancho, a woman brought a rabies-infected bat into Target. They are currently trying to find the woman because they need to talk to her because she brought a rabies-infected bat into a Target.
They didn't catch her?
No.
Was it like her pet?
No. Found the bat outside of the Target store and brought it inside.
Because it was injured or something?
I guess.
What was going to...
I mean, this is something that Gabe would do. Producer Gabe... You love animals on an almost laughable level.
Wow.
And if you found an injured anything in the parking lot, even if it's something as disgusting as a bat.
Well, bats are very not disgusting.
I imagine that Gabe would kind of scoop it in and much like a distraught mother come running in being like, somebody help!
Every time I find an injured animal, I do freak out. I do panic. Probably I would go into the Target so that I could get some assistance.
Okay.
But why would you think somebody at the Target could assist you?
Maybe they know about bats. Right. Maybe I can buy some medical supplies.
Whenever you see a red shirt and khaki pants, you think bat expert.
Which section of the Target would you run to first to get help with a bat?
Wherever the little gauze are.
Oh.
The little gauze.
First aid.
Not the Halloween section?
Why would I go to the Halloween?
Because it's a bat, Gabe.
Well, I don't really peg them into that. They're just a spooky animal.
So what? So did the bat bite anybody?
It doesn't say, but it does say the Sacramento County Division of Public Health is fearing that the woman may have been exposed to rabies.
Now, how do you get exposed to rabies? Don't you need to be bit?
Well, yeah, she scooped up a rabid bat.
I mean, we don't know she was bit. That's the thing. It's like...
Well, it seems like she would have said to somebody at Target because they're the experts.
Mm-hmm.
This is how the apocalypse starts, though.
Right.
If there's one person out there that's going to be all rabid. Did you ever see 28 Days Later?
Yeah.
Okay, that was like a rabies type thing.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen. That's where we're at now. It starts in Sacramento.
Starts
in because
Rancho.
Of people like Gabe.
Do people not like bats? I've never...
Bats are disgusting.
I've never met anybody who's thought that.
Hold on. Let me ask a better question. Have you ever seen a bat in real life?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the zoo, I've seen bats.
Okay.
And flying in the sky above me.
Why don't you tell me what's good about a bat first?
Let's fuzzy sky creatures. What's bad about a bat?
I mean, the fact that it's a fuzzy sky creature.
It's a flying mouse.
It's like a kitten in the sky with wings.
It's nothing like
a sky kitten.
That's a great way of putting it.
It's not a sky kitten.
Rain gets it.
It's not a sky kitten. They've got disgusting leathery wings. Some of them suck blood. Well, one kind suck blood.
Wow.
Some of them look like giant jackrabbits. Have you ever seen those? Those are not cute.
Gabe, come on.
That's cute,
it's
right?
It's got fangs and an inside-out nose.
You know what, Katie? I'm a little bit surprised with you because out of anybody, I would think you would be on my side with this. You love saving critters.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
So we got a text that says, just FYI, all bats carry rabies, which actually... It's less than 0.5% of all bats may contract the disease. So I think that might be a little bit of a wives' tale that all bats have rabies.
Okay, so they don't have rabies. So this lady has
Right, but they want to talk to this woman. They want to find this woman that carried a bat into the Target in Rancho and just say, hey, can we talk to you? You might have rabies.
Who did she give it to?
The bat.
Where is the bat?
Did she take the bat?
I don't know.
Or did she leave him at Target? Because he'll spend all day there. He can shop all day.
I mean, I think another thing that's disturbing is that when you get into these really big bats, now granted they're in the Philippines, but they have very large genitals. And I don't like that. No animal should have genitals that big that's above me. Like, I don't like that. Okay.
This seems like a weird superiority thing.
No, no. That could pee on me. That could pee on me.
Does the bat have bigger genitals than you?
That one might. Look at the size of that bat.
I see. Okay.
Oh, is this a jealousy thing?
For the bat? I don't know. There's no scale in this picture, but I mean, he's got not so much this thing, but the other things are very plump.
Mm.
So yeah, they might be bigger.
Are you psychoanalyzing him, Gabe?
I think so. I think I just saw a lot about you. Just now.
I'm not jealous that bats have bigger genitals than me, Gabe. Get out of my head.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.